This is Peter Mayer. It's been called the day that saved the world, D-Day, the start of the invasion that led to the Allied victory in World War II. The aging survivors are fewer and fewer in numbers. 91-year-old Donald McKee of Silver Spring, Maryland, was a young Army medic. The recipient of two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star still has vivid memories of June 6, 1944.
We came in at the beach there, right at Omaha Beach. Since we were slated as the 3rd Regiment to come in, which was not to be until afternoon, we didn't see the heavy fire that the other two 29th Regiments saw. We could see them from the beach. We were out on the in the land craft waiting to come in. But the beach was so cluttered that we could not get even close. So we had to wait and wait. So we just moved around the water until the next morning.
What was it like on D-Day plus one?
The first landing was to be at high tide, but by the time we were ready to land, it had come back to a low tide. So we had to come in, we had to walk in over the exposed ocean bottom. The Germans were still up on the cliffs at that time, firing down on us. We were in just a couple hundred yards. We met the Germans face-to-face.
What went through the mind of a 21-year-old man going on that landing craft towards Omaha Beach?
We had never seen combat before, so we didn't know what to expect.
Did it seem like such a momentous event at the time? Did you know that you were involved in what General Eisenhower described as the Great Crusade?
Yes, we knew that it was a big event. But I tell you, during combat, you don't really think about why am I here, what am I doing. It's just day to day, keep your head down and don't get shot. That's what it was. And I don't have any second thoughts about, hey, I was in great harm and so forth and so on. Everybody over there was. You had a little luck with you, too.
And then what kind of action did you see after Omaha Beach?
Well, Normandy was so difficult. We were supposed to get to St. Lo, which was the center of the area, the American area. We were supposed to get there in 7 days, and it took us 7 weeks. So we had a terrible time. Until the middle of August is how long I lasted. I was wounded one time. Went back to the aid station, was treated, sent back to my company again. But the second time, I was knocked out, and I had to be airlifted to England.
You must have lost some good buddies along the way.
Yes, the casualties were high.
I know you're not going back this year, but when you've gone back, what has it meant to you to see all of those graves and to look down on that water in the English Channel?
Well, it's very impressive, and to know that I was a part of that group makes me feel proud of my own record. But it was not just me. It was thousands and thousands of other Americans that helped get that job done over there.
Well, Mr. McKee, I thank you so much for talking with us and for sharing your memories about D-Day 70 years ago.
Yes. Thank you, guys, for doing your part in keeping these memories alive.
With D-Day veteran Donald McKee, I'm Peter Mayer, CBS News.